It was an ice white Christmas Eve, and the sky was dazzling blue. Every tree in the forest was frost sprinkled and sparkling and sparkling, and frozen puddles creaked and crackled under Fletcher's paws. He padded down the burrow bank to where the rabbits used to live. He bounced off over the fallen tree and blocked the old front door. And he stopped, and he looked, and he had a terrible thought. How was Santa Claus going to find the rabbit's new home? Fletcher shivered as chill wind whisked through the forest, rattling the bare branches. He thought about how sad he would feel if he had to move from his cozy den. He thought about how the rabbits would feel if Santa Claus did not come, and then he thought about arrows. Fletcher began to search around, collecting sticks from the frosty ground and arranging them to make a trail of arrows leading to the new burrow. "What are you doing?" asked Squirrel, looking down from the branches. "Making a trail to show Santa Claus the way to get to the rabbit's new burrow," said Fletcher. "Otherwise, they might not get their present," gasped Squirrel, and he scrambled down to help Fletcher collect more sticks. So Fletcher, Squirrel, the birds, and the mice finished the trail to the rabbit's new home, which was cozy and warm and the sweet with the smell of blackberry pie. They gathered around the crackling fire, sawing out their icy noses, nibbling pieces of pie and singing Christmas songs. And while Squirrel put on a juggling show with holly, berries, and mistletoe outside the shivery darkness, it began to snow. Fat white flakes tumbled softly from a heavy sky. They landed light and whisper quiet on the frozen ground. When Fletcher went to the burrow to go home for the night, the snow was soft and deep and white, and all the arrows were gone. "Oh no," cried Fletcher, blinking back tears. "What will happen to your presents now? Santa Claus will never be able to find your home." Fletcher started out into the darkness, imagining Santa Claus lost in the snow. "I have an idea," Fletcher said, gathering his friends. "If we stay awake tonight when Santa Claus visits our homes, we can tell him how to find the rabbit's new home." The animals said goodnight to one another and hurried off through the snow-muffled forest. Fletcher snuggled down in his warm, soft bed to keep watch for Santa Claus. But cold and cozy hollow of an oak tree, Squirrel began to snore. In his snug little bed, Fletcher's eyes closed. So when Santa Claus came to call, everyone was fast asleep. The next morning, Fletcher rushed to the rabbit's burrow. "Santa had found it after all. I'm sorry I went to sleep," puffed Fletcher. "But I've brought you a Christmas rose, and we've brought nuts," panted Squirrel, carrying the mice through the snow. "And we've brought berries," sang the birds. "And best of all, you've brought yourselves, and there's room in the burrow for everyone," said the rabbits. "Merry Christmas," cried the rabbits, and welcomed their friends into the very bright warmth of their home. The end.